Some people say that body mass index, how much you weigh, is in your genes. And in order to find out answers to questions like that, we need to be able to sequence everyone's genetic code. Now, that was the promise of something called pharmacogenomics, the idea of tailoring the treatment you receive, predicting the diseases you're going to get on the basis of what's written into your DNA. The big problem with this is that the Human Genome Project, to sequence about one person, cost $100 million, and it took many years. So the race has been on for a long time since to try to find very cost-effective, very fast and very accurate ways to sequence very big genomes, like the human genome, all 3 billion DNA letters of it, very quickly. And there's a paper in Science this week which could offer some prospect of that becoming reality. It's a company in California. I spoke to them earlier this week. They're called Complete Genomics, and they have a new technique which has enabled them, at a price tag of just $2,000 and 2 weeks, to sequence three people's genomes. So it takes about 2 weeks and $2,000 per genome. But they've done it for three people, and they get very, very high accuracy. The technique's very complicated, but I can attempt to explain how it works, because it's incredibly elegant. What they do is they take the genome, so the entire genetic code of a person, they chop it up into little chunks, each about 400 DNA letters long, and then they insert between each of those little chunks special sections, which are adapters, as they're known. These are pieces of DNA with a very specific sequence, and they link these back together into small circles. So they've basically broken up the genetic code into lots of little circles into which are inserted these special adapter sequences. They then take that solution of DNA and dot it onto a special chip. This is about the size of a microscope slide, and they can get 1 billion dots of DNA onto this using a very accurate precision-made tool that puts the dots down. And the DNA, before they do that, is made into what they call DNA nanoballs. So they basically copy the circles with a special enzyme called Phi-29 many times. It just goes round and round and round the circle, making lots of single-stranded DNA. These stick onto the slide, and then they use a very clever laser-driven technique to sequence the DNA. So what they'll do is they, first of all, add some probes. And these probes, first of all, bind onto the adapter sequence. So they register, they line up with the adapter, and they lock on. And then in the probe, there is a special DNA base that recognizes whatever genetic letters are next door to the probe, and they flash a certain color. And they can do this enough times and read it off with a laser. And because they're processing a billion samples at once on the slide, they can get through lots and lots of DNA quickly. And all the time, they've got a computer working out what the genetic sequence is. And by lining up all the different genetic sequences, they can begin to see which bits overlap with what and piece back together a whole genome.
So it's really the whole genome that they're sequencing?
Yes.
That's extraordinary. And this has so many applications. If you're really talking about quickly and cheaply doing a whole genome of not just people, but... Yeah,
well, I phoned up Dennis Ballinger, who is one of the vice presidents of the company, and I said, how would this compare with other competitors? Because there are other ways to sequence the genome on the market. Mm. There are other people doing similar things. And he came up with probably what he thought was the most likely competitor, and said that their figures stated earlier in the year were to do the same job, to sequence the whole genome, but it cost them $40,000 and it took them 2 months to do it. So they're basically doing it in a quarter of the time of the competition and at about a 20th of the cost.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.